You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Abigail. Good morning, Sawyer. Is Trevor coming for his first children's sermon? Yay! Is it with your brother? And we've got Matt. Maddie, what do you have here? Is this a prayer shawl? This is a prayer shawl. So Maddie's grandpa broke his leg, and he had to have surgery to fix it, and now he's in rehab to get stronger and to get more mobility. And so we're going to bless a prayer shawl for him. And I was thinking, you know, almost every Sunday, we pass around prayer shawls to pray for people. But I thought we could talk a little bit about this morning. So one of the cool things that we do here at Holly Grove is we have these prayer shawls. And so there are some folks who give yarn or give money to the church. And then there are some people who knit or crochet prayer shawls. And every stitch, you see all these kind of different holes and the ways that the yarn is in there? Hi, baby. Those are stitches. And every stitch in this prayer shawl is stitched with love and with care and with prayer. And even though when somebody is making it, they don't know exactly who is going to get it, they still know that this prayer shawl is meant for that person. And so they pray for them and put love and care into each stitch. And so then on Sundays, what do? We hold these in our hands and we pray for the people who are going to get them. Now, do any of you have lovies at home? Do you have a lovey, Trevor? Oh, Sawyer's your lovey? Do any of you have a lovey? A blanket or a stuffy that's really special that you do? Is it a blanket or stuffy? It's both? Does it have a name? No? Maddie, do you have a stuffy or a lovey? No. Brantley, do you have a stuffy or a lovey? Kate or Cameron? You do? Does it have a name? Abigail, do you have a lovey? No? Well, some kids have loveys, and what loveys do is when they hold that blanket or they hold that stuffy, that lovey gives them some comfort. And maybe when they're scared, it makes them feel a little less alone. Or if they're sad, it makes them feel a little bit better. Well, prayer shawls are kind of like that, because oftentimes when people are sick, of course, they're not feeling the best. They might be in pain, but they can also feel sad or lonely. And so the prayer shawls remind them that they're not alone and that they are loved and cared for and that we are praying for them. So one of my favorite things about these is that after we bless them in the beginning, we pass them around and every single person lays hands on this and prays for that person. And I know that you all do that too, don't you? When the prayer shawl comes around. So I just wanted you to know a little bit more about how these are made and why we do this, because we want to share Jesus' love with these people and ask for God to be with them and to let them know that we are thinking about them and that our love is with them. So should we lay hands on this, Maddie? Will you hold this with me? Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today. Thank you for each other.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church.
Thank you for our church.
Thank you for the prayer shawls.
Thank you for the prayer shawls.
And for all of the love,
and for all of the love
in every stitch.
In every stitch.
We ask that you would be with Maddie's papa. And help his body heal. And get stronger. Bless this prayer shawl.
Bless this prayer shawl.
And bless Maddie's papa.
Bless Maddie's papa.
We love you, God.
We love you, God.
Amen. Thank you all for coming up this morning. We're going to pass this around while you're at Children's Church. And Tina has Children's Church today. And it looks like Isabella is going to help.